Up next on American Restoration.
What is this?
Cutting edge technology, 1920s. And a little piece of bad news.
The body work is just outstanding to me.
Every month, Kelly holds a car show here at the shop. Whole lot of fun.
I want you guys to find the baddest stuff.
I'll be the judge of the best car that came in.
You got the bell, you got the batteries, the electrical and that. It's like four different projects.
Yeah, there's a lot of parts.
This is gonna take forever.
Look at a man's workbench. You see his passions, his works in progress, the things that drive him crazy. Projects that, you get the point. Anyway, every workbench tells a story, and this is ours, American Restoration.
If I had to make a list of my all-time favorite customers, Mark from the Ely Train Museum would be one of the first people that comes to mind. Every time he rolls in here, he brings me something I never dreamed I'd be working on.
Looks like railroad.
Rick, how are you?
How you been, Mark?
Excellent.
What is this?
We have just a little project for you. The Nevada Northern Railway is a National Historic Landmark in Ely, Nevada. We have 56 acres, 70 buildings and structures. We have the original steam locomotives, diesel locomotives. I'm here at Rick's Restoration to have Rick and his crew restore a pair of wigwag signals for the museum up in Ely.
What is all this stuff?
Well, what you're holding is what's called a flag or a wigwag. See, this is cutting-edge technology, 1920s.
Oh, cutting edge. I like that.
Cutting edge, yes. In the past, at railroad crossings, they had a flagman, and the flagman had a red lantern. So every time a train came by, flagman would step out and go like this.
Okay.
It got very expensive.
Right.
This was the technological fix.
This is basically the flag then.
That is the flag.
It's going back and forth.
Yes, it's called an auto flag. So we have the two signals,
okay,
the control box, one bell, and a little piece of bad news. We're missing both flags.
What about that one?
I'm borrowing that to...
this is where we look at.
You look at, yes.
So they're that hard to find?
Yes, very hard to find. The owner of it says if I don't bring it back, she'll kill me.
It's definitely going to be a challenge to build two of these things from scratch, but at least we have one on hand to use as a template.
So how do the trains activate the wigwags?
As the train goes through, the metal wheels of the locomotive creates an electric short, sends a signal to the box. The box triggers the signals. Train goes past on the other side. Short's removed.
So it's an on and off switch, basically.
Correct.
On and off.
Yes.
Wow, that's amazing. Inside here, we got to totally restore that, make
Correct.
It wired. On the top, does it have the cross?
I have pictures.
Of what this should look like?
Yes.
Oh, cool. The railroad crossing signs are gone
Correct.
On
Correct.
Both of them. So we'll go through this. This exterior, it's probably the easiest part. We'll rewire the whole inside, make it look really, really nice. Get these poles out, get them all sandblasted and everything. Go through the wagger motor in the top, paint them all up. Hopefully find the parts and get you this thing. So make sure these guys don't get ran over by a train.
What are you thinking it's going to cost to get this all restored back to operating condition? Be gentle.
Eight. So I'm looking probably about 18 to 20 grand.
Okay.
I'm excited about this.
This is great. Oh,
some of the stuff
great.
You bring in is fun. The stuff you don't even get to work on, you know? You good?
I'm good.
All right.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you very much. We're going to install them on one of our main tracks, and every train leaving the museum will go past those signals and trigger them. The museum is paying for it with donations from our members, specifically to get these crossings installed and working. He has got to get them to work.
Hey, Ty, you got a minute?
What's up?
Have a seat. We got a little family meeting.
Yay. Family meeting.
Uh-oh.
Yay.
What do we do now?
Every month, Kelly holds a car show here at the shop so people from all over the city can show off their rides. It brings the community together, it helps promote the business, and it's just a whole lot of fun. but I really want to get the guys more involved in the event, so Kelly had an idea for a little contest that should be right up their alley.
Okay, so you know how I do the car show every first Friday of the month, right?
Yeah.
And it's been getting bigger and bigger every month.
Yeah.
We've had some really good stuff.
Yeah.
I want you guys to find the baddest stuff, okay?
Like as a competition.
As a competition?
Right. You guys got to go out throughout the neighborhoods and the car shows and everything out in town, and he who finds the best car basically wins. I'll be the judge of the best car that came
in.
So
you know what we need to do? We need to find the car that he will like the most.
No, yeah. These guys are already trying to rig the
competition.
We're
not trying to rig anything. We're trying to make it fair.
Just bring in the baddest car.
So what do we get?
Week off?
A week off. Oh, my God. A week off?
With pay.
You know, I'd rather be a surprise. I want you to go out and work for it.
How do we know it's good, then?
Because I'm not as cheap as he is, so.
True that.
Okay? True that.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, babe. So, make me proud, because this is my deal. Remember that, okay?
Yeah, you got it. Absolutely.
I have no idea what these clowns are going to find, but they better not let Kelly down. You do not want to be on Kelly's bad side.
So what do you think of this big, huge bucket of bolts?
There are all sorts of stuff going on.
Yeah.
We're restoring a wigwag train signal for the Ely Museum. And Kyle and I have to figure out how this thing works before we can start tearing into it.
This thing is actually the control box for these two signs. These used to go ding, 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 and let you not run over the railroad tracks. It actually has a switching system that after it comes out of this control box, this tells the wagger to wag.
Okay, so the wagger's right here. It's going back.
Yes, right here. Going like this.
Okay.
Because they were all over the country, out in the middle of nowhere, there was no power there. The only thing they ran off was these batteries.
No power.
No power at all. So, you know, it was very redundant. So when this one went out, it would go to this one, and this one would go out and go to this one. They wanted to make sure they had backup.
Nice.
Okay, so if you run into any problems, just come get me, and we'll figure it out. All right?
All right.
Come on, Kyle.
That I like a lot. That's a good-looking piece.
Isn't it?
I'm working on a bike restoration that needed some special parts. So I asked my friend Danny from Counts Customs to come by and check them out.
What's up, guys? Hey,
what's going on, man?
My guy for the car show's here. You guys got a minute?
What do you got going on?
And we gave Brettley, Tyler, and Ron the opportunity to go out throughout the town and try to find the best cars to come to the car show.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so you want to check it out?
Bro, I twist my arm.
All right, let's go.
Sweet.
Rick and I both love pickup trucks, so I stuck with what I know and found a guy with a custom Apache that just blew me away when I saw it.
This is the winner.
Boom.
Oh, dude, that's a good-looking truck.
Thanks for coming down, man.
Hey, brother. What's your name?
Danny.
Danny, nice to meet you.
Same
I remember
here.
That.
Here. How you been?
That's Rick, good to meet you.
Beautiful, man. What a good-looking ride.
Thank you. I'm reading a 1958 Chevy Apache truck, step side, small window. Special about this truck is that it was my dad's, and it brought our family really close together. When my dad got sick, we went ahead and took it in, all my brothers, and we just built it from the ground up.
How many years did it take to restore this truck?
Took us 5 years.
5 years?
Yeah. We started it, and then my dad got sick. We took a little break to attend to him, and then we got back on it and got it finished up.
How's your dad?
He passed away.
Sorry.
God bless you, brother.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's a beautiful tribute to him, bro. I love the old school swamp cooler. Nice touch.
A lot of original accessories on there.
The bodywork is just outstanding to me. What do you run for a motor in it?
We got a 350 Chevy with a 350 automatic.
Ah, man.
Nice.
That.
Brandy, why don't you go ahead and fire it up?
All right, man. See that? A winner gets to fire his truck up.
You may have found a winner here, bro.
That's right.
I'm serious.
Woo! Yeah.
It looks good.
Did you smell that? It smells like victory.
It does smell like victory.
Yeah.
Brettley really scored big with this Chevy truck. Ron and Tyler are really going to have to step it up if they want to win, because there's no prize for second place.
So you ready?
I'm ready.
All right.
Oh, my God! This is better than my imagination, and I have a vivid imagination!
Mark from the Ely Train Museum brought in a 1920s wigwag train signal to be restored. There's a lot of complicated parts in the motor and the electrical system, so I called in the cavalry to help me figure this thing out.
Thank you very much for coming.
Oh, my pleasure. I'm the owner of RailroadStuff.com, and I specialize in antique railroad signal restoration.
Our customer at Nevada Northern Railway has a portion of his property that tracks go across. So he wants to be able to stop the traffic safely with these signals. Okay, so basically what we need is to know, how do I make those work?
Well, basically what it is, it's an electromagnetic pendulum.
Ah.
You get a slow start of these magnetic fields interacting with each other.
Okay.
And then it builds up momentum until your banner is swinging from side to side, and then it just rock and rolls.
Gotcha.
The main issue is to make sure all your coils work.
Okay.
You know, and once you know that, you can strip everything down, get it all put in there, and rewire it from the schematic, and you'll be happy.
So these things here, I think we got figured out. Thanks very much.
My pleasure.
I searched all over Vegas, and I found a sure thing for this car show contest. My dad loves to keep things all original, and I know he has a thing for old Buicks, so I got this win locked up.
Jay, come on!
Oh, my God. That's pretty. Look at that.
I own a 1956 Buick Estate Wagon.
Dang.
Nice.
How you been, Jerry?
Hi, beautiful. I'm good.
Good. This is my dad, Rick.
Beautiful car.
Thank you so much, sir.
I love the color. This is a very low production car.
And it's what's called a factory three-speed on the column.
Yeah, so that made it even rare.
Yeah, maybe only 3,000 were built.
Wow, so this is a real rare car.
Yeah, 95% of these parts came with a car. They don't reproduce anything for it. So if you don't have it,
you're done.
You don't get to have it.
Car collectors would kill for a piece like this. With only 3,000 made and 95% original parts, it's a rare gem, especially in this condition.
When I was a kid, my parents had Buicks. That's all they ever got. And I remember tapping on the dash, doing all these crazy things as a kid. The whole family in the car, the St. Bernards were in the back.
Oh, totally.
Slobbering all over the windows, and the kids are all over the place.
See, I knew you'd like it.
I love the grill. I mean, I love the bumper. Everything about this car is heavy duty.
Character.
Oh, wow. Holy moly. Man, that is just as stock and as perfect as you can get. Oh, my God. Look at the windshield washer
bottle.
The battery's right. Everything in this is just exactly.
As close as I get it to original.
Yeah.
That was the plan.
So what do you think, Dad? Did good, huh? I don't know who's going to be the winner yet, but this has definitely brought back a ton of memories, and it's absolutely gorgeous car. Thanks for bringing it in, Jerry.
Thank you so much.
Tyler made a great choice with this Buick. I love the original restoration. It's my favorite color, and it brought back great childhood memories. This competition is definitely heating up. It's going to be one heck of a car show. The guys have been making some good progress on this big wigwag project. The control box needed some repair welding. Kyle's been going through all the electrical systems for the signals and the bell. We've been polishing up all the parts so they look like they're factory new again. But one of the trickiest parts of this project is remaking the two wigwag banners from scratch. I did some research and found the correct style and dimensions that we needed. So now Dave's gonna refabricate the entire thing down to the last detail. Luckily, the plasma cutter is really good at cutting out all the circular patterns that we need to fabricate it out of sheet metal. Once Dave's done with the fab work, we'll paint them up, mount them on poles, and we'll have a pair of wigwags that look exactly like the originals.
The 6'4 Impala?
Yep.
Legendary, right?
Like EZ.
Legendary.
Rick usually deals with classic car restorations. So I really wanted to push the envelope with a car that's so tricked out that his jaw is going to hit the ground when he sees it.
Wow.
Just insane.
That's a paint job. That's pretty.
Marty, Rick.
Marty.
Nice to meet you, Rick.
Bud.
I picked a 6'4 Impala. Main reason is because it's a 6'4 Impala. It's legendary. Rappers sung about it. The Beach Boys sung about it. And this thing is cherry.
Wow, this is sweet.
Super sport, bro.
Hard to find. Wow. So did you restore it?
Yeah, it was pretty much bone stock. We totally tore this car down and repainted, chromed everything underneath twice.
It's beautiful.
And I decided one day I had a little more power, so I put a 350 in there, dressed it up, chromed it.
Oh, booyah! God, it's this beautiful on the inside. There's nothing on this thing you didn't chrome or polish. It's beautiful.
My favorite feature on the car is the custom paint. I always like blue.
Paint job on it is just flawless.
Tape shades, patterns. There's murals that are ghost murals on the paint.
There's a ton of work.
A lot of work and a lot of credit card bills.
Yeah. Man, you get up close to this car and there's just like, wow.
It gets better the closer you get, dude.
I like this, too.
Woo! I love that. That was hilarious. How's your trigger doing? Dude, it moves the entire car.
Oh, my God. This thing, I'm assuming, is what gets the car up. It hydraulically lifts the back end of the car, front end of the car.
It literally goes up, down, and
goes
side.
Goes up, down, and actually three-wheel.
That's cool.
In case you need to change a tire on the road.
Don't need a jack, do you?
No.
This is legit.
Thanks for bringing it over.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks, Marty.
Yep.
Good job, Ron.
I know this Impala is totally out of Rick's comfort zone, but I definitely think I'm winning this contest. I found a totally unique car, and I didn't kiss his ass like those other two dipsticks. Dude, that's awesome. He never tells me good job. Thanks, dude.
To cut metal precisely, we often use a plasma cutter, which uses electricity to superheat gas and allows us to cut metal like butter. When using a plasma cutter, what is a good indication that you're moving the torch too fast along the material? A, a loud buzzing noise comes from the cut. B, molten metal accumulates along the bottom of the cut. C, sparks fly from the top of the cut back at you. D, sparks fly through the material towards the ground. The answer and more coming up next. When using a plasma cutter, what is a good indication that you're moving the torch too fast along the material? The correct answer is C. Sparks will fly from the material back at you. This is the right way to do it. And you'll notice that the sparks don't fly back at me. As you can see, it's a nice, clean, precise cut. I'm using a straight edge in order to get a nice, clean line. I moved slow enough to be able to make the cut and not to get bit with a bunch of sparks.
Can you get high enough there, big guy?
The wigwag crossing signal for the Nevada Northern Railway Museum is almost complete. Not only does it have to look great, but it also has to function in order to keep visitors from crossing the tracks when a train comes by.
Are these two wires on one side and one on the other?
Mark is on his way. He's one of our most important clients, so I hope he's pleased with our work.
Rick.
Hey.
Mark's here.
Hey, Rick.
Hey, Mark, how you been?
Great, great. Yourself?
Good. So good. You, what you here for?
The fulfillment of a 10-year dream. I'm here at Rick's today to pick up a set of very rare wigwag train crossing signals that Rick and his crew have restored for me. They had been sitting outside in the weather for 40 years. I saw them 10 years ago, and I thought, you know, I have to get those restored someday.
Okay, it's over here.
All right.
Here. Why don't you stand right here?
All righty. Being able to see these back in perfect condition and them actually working will be just unbelievable. I'm ready to see it. Let's see it.
This is a bad boy. Here we go. One, two, three.
Oh, my God! Unbelievable!
That was bad.
Oh, my God! Unbelievable! It is absolutely beyond my wildest dreams. I am stunned. I basically dropped off scrap iron to Rick, and he turned this scrap iron into an art piece. I've been dreaming of this moment for a decade, and Rick, he didn't knock it out of the park. He knocked it out of the solar system.
It took every one of my guys. Dave refabricated that whole banner. It's totally hand-built. The pipe, the lenses on the front, the Western Railroad Supply logo on there, we polished that all out, so it popped. You know,
oh,
we
it
wanted
popped.
To sort of look at it. And I decided to do the harps in black and then have these poles in white. These are reflective. It's just gonna stand out like a sore thumb. This is where all the work takes place, is for these things working. If you remember, the inside of this thing was
a rat's nest?
Left alone for too many years. It was just, wires were worn out, glass insulators around all the switches just destroyed. You wanna see what it looks like on the inside?
Yes, yes,
all right,
yes,
so
yes.
Here we go. There's the inside.
Oh my God.
Rick!
We just went nuts. We just polished every nut and bolt out. Man, it's all brass. I want to be able to see it. This thing here is something like I'd like to have on my desk.
Oh, I can see that. Yeah.
It's so cool. It's got a little handle here. You unwire it, pull it out. They fixed it. Boom, put it back in.
This is the brain of the signals. Yeah. Yep. If you don't have that, yep, we don't have signals.
No.
All right. The $64,000 question.
Yeah.
Do they work?
Give me a second. Let me see if I can wire something up for you.
I've been waiting 10 years, Rick. 10 years. Let's see it.
All right, here we go.
Oh, my God. Utterly incredible. Every train leaving the East Ely Depot will be going past these signals, and these signals will once again do what their designers intended, protect a rail crossing.
So they're going to live again.
They're going to live again. And that's what we do.
I'm really happy.
Oh,
I'm glad I could be part of this. Let's go in the office. We'll finish the paperwork.
Okay, cool.
And get you on your way. Figure out how we get that thing to you.
You don't deliver?
It's the night of Kelly's car show. Bradley, Ron, and Tyler all got their cars back to the car show, and now I'm gonna announce the winner.
6'4 Impala, nothing on it.
That thing's cool, but this is all original.
Ron, look at all the chrome.
Chrome don't get you home.
Chrome envy, chrome envy, baby.
Hey, all of you did a great job. These are awesome cars, and this was a really, really tough decision for me. But the winner is the 56 Buick.
Yes!
All the cars were beautiful, but the Buick brought up the most sentimental value to me, and that's the one I picked.
I'll accept my prize now.
What is a prize?
The winner gets one paid day off.
Yeah, oh my God, it just keeps getting better. Not only did I win, but I get a paid day off. Now I can rub it in Bradley and Ron's face for eternity.
All right, guys, awesome job, great deal. You know, let's go enjoy the car show. Good job.
Good job.
That is a clean car, though.